is this titled A Child? Or whatever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay, this story is about over 20 years. Starts out with a policeman checking restaurant and store doors. 10 o'clock at night, it was cold and windy, and a policeman sees a man leaning against a store door with a cigar in his mouth and asks him, what's he doing standing there? And the man said that, oh, it's no problem, officer, I'm waiting for a friend. We had decided to meet here 20 years later in this exact spot after we've made our fortune. Well, the guy that was waiting in the doorway had a beautiful gold pen, no, beautiful diamond pen, and he had a square jaw, keen eyes, and a white scar under his right eyebrow. And policeman said, well, you think it's going to show up? It's 10 o'clock. He says, well, if he's here on earth, he'll be here. So you're going to give him some time? He said, well, I'll wait at least a half an hour. So the policeman says, good luck. So the cigar that he had in his mouth, he lit, and he's waiting. And a gentleman comes up with a long trench coat. And he looks at him and says, I can't believe it. Jimmy Wells. And they start talking, and how's life treating you? How's the West treating you? And they're going back and forth. And he says, it was too bad that the restaurant was torn down. We could have had dinner here. He says, well, I know a place around the corner we can go eat and talk. And they say, okay. And he called him Bob. So now we know that the guy that was waiting's name was Bob. So they're walking across the street, and there's a drugstore with bright lights. And Bob looks at Jimmy and notices that his face is different. He has a different nose. He says, wait a minute. You went from a Roman nose to a pug nose. He says, well, you know, time changes you. You know, he had also noticed earlier that he was 2 or 3 inches taller than he normally was. He said, well, I grew after I was 20. And he looks at him and says, wait a minute, you're not Jimmy Wells. So he says, no, I'm not. As a matter of fact, you have been under arrest for the past 10 minutes. But here's a note I want you to read. So he gave Bob the note. He looks at it nervously and reads it. And he finds out that it's from his friend Jimmy, who had seen him earlier. When he lit up his cigar, he saw his face and noticed that he was wanted in Chicago under the name of Silky Bob. And since they were friends, he couldn't arrest him himself. So he called a plainclothes policeman to take his place and to do the job for him. So that's there.
That was. And you ready?
Okay, this happened when I was in junior high school. My girlfriend decided to have a little intimate party at her house when the parents weren't home. So we invited one of the guys. His name was Leon Hunt, that was in our classroom. And Leon had a fine cousin named Frank who was visiting from New York. So we decided that we were going to have a little party over her house in the afternoon. And gosh, I remember we were dancing. We were playing Stevie Wonder, I Was Made to Love Her, and a lot of four top songs, and Sharon couldn't dance. So I was dancing with Frank. Frank is so, he's so cute. And Leon was just big fat guy. He was just there. And Sharon wouldn't dance. So I ended up dancing with both of them, you know. And I go back to the kitchen to get something to eat, and she's sitting in the back crying. And I'm saying, what's wrong? Everything I do is always messed up. I'm having a party and I can't dance and I'm not having any fun and you all aren't having a good time. I said, girl, you are crazy. We're having a ball. Just do anything. The dance back then was, what was it, the twine time or whatever. And that is simple. Just get a shake your butt. Just do anything, you know, because we're just having a good time. And then she wouldn't come out. It was crazy. So then Leon and Frank are sitting in the living room. They said, well, what's the matter? I said, Sharon's in there crying. I don't know what the problem is. She said, we're not having a good time. Said, yes, we are. I said, I know we are, but she just liked that. So they said, well, should we just leave? I said, no. But, I mean, it's up to you if you want to. So they said, well, we'll stay in few more minutes longer. And then Sharon, she never would come back out, and it was at her house. It was silly. So, okay, well, fellas, guess it's time to leave because she's going through her emotional thing. And we'll do this again. I said, okay. I said, but tell Frank to leave his phone number before he goes back to New York. So they said, they laughed and said, okay, and that's basically the end of the story.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you a short story, and I'd like for you to tell it back to me.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A lady. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. So, can you tell that story back to me?
Mm-hmm. The lady was grocery shopping, or shopping, and she noticed that her wallet had fallen out of her purse, so she couldn't pay for anything, so she put everything back and went home. Just as she opened the door, she heard the phone ring. She picked it up, and it was a young girl on the phone saying that she had found her wallet. And the lady was very relieved, and that's the end of the story.
Okay. I want you to try to keep that story in mind because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me later.
Okay.
Okay, now, next thing I would like for you to do, and this is going to be time, I'm going to give you some categories.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to give you some categories.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to tell me as many words that fall into that category as quickly as you can. For example, if I say states, you would say
Alabama, Maine, you know, like that. Oh, yeah, not in that category. Okay.
Yeah. So begin when I say the name of the category.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be time. The first category is foods. Go.
Steak, cheese, hamburger, eggs, toast, sodas, cake, pies, peaches, apples, watermelon, bananas, squash, green beans, tomatoes, green peppers, celery, carrots, onions, chicken, fish, gosh. my brain is stopping. Pork. Damn. Hello? Hello?
Hello,
Barbara?
Yeah. Hey,
I want to find a seat. Could I find all these women
for y'all? You got some more people? Yeah, how many people does she need?
She needs 20. Oh. 20 in each age group.
Oh, 10 in each age group?
No.
How many?
20, 40 people total.
Oh, anyway, I called my mom, and she said she was going to do it with her friend, Sharon. So that's three people. And then Sharon's like, how many people does she need? Because all of them are speech people.
Okay.
Department, so they understand.
Okay.
So Sharon's going to try to find some more people, too. I guess in the building they're at work at the school.
Oh, okay.
So let me give you the number.
Okay.
Okay, it's 202-529-7600.
Now, whose number is this?
This is my mom. Well, this is the main number. You can ask this to speak to
Karen Lee?
In the speech department.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then you'll be able to set up with the rest of them.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. The whole speech department is going to help you. God damn. Call this number right now. While they're there. Her mother's name is Karen Lee. She works in the speech department.
That comes Karen Lee?
Yeah. And they'll set it up for you.
What's wrong with that phone?
Okay. It says this Karen is her mother, then there's somebody else named Sharon, and somebody else, and somebody else. And they're all in the speech department, and they all understand, and they said they will all help you. So. She said, I want to find this fee. I'm finding all these people.
You got to catch the microphone.
She got the whole speech department helping her. At UDC. I think that's someplace else, though. That's not UDC with the 5229.
Yeah. It's okay. I have to speak to Karen Lee?
Mm-hmm. That's the main number for the speech department.
The speakerphone is on. Can you hear the conversation? It feels like the speakerphone is on.
I know it does.
You can't hear it. I hear you. I had the speakerphone
on. It sounds like it to me. Maybe it's because I got all this feedback stuff.
The speakerphone is the last one, the last button. And
nobody's picking up.
You can hear it. All of you hear it. You hear it all the way back to that back door. If you know your
extension, you may enter it at any time. Oh, no extension.
There's only three letters.
That's not what I want. Is that it?
What?
Karen.
What name did she say?
Somebody.
Karen Lee?
Somebody named Lee. I don't know. This is on a speakerphone.
Well, I thought you said mine was
here. I don't know.
Yeah, because I can hear it.
Alan and Monique Lee.
Monique is not her mother's name.
That's all we were saying.
Hang up. Let me call Kamisha back. Kamisha is a very healthy young lady.
You gotta turn it off. Yeah, the speakerphone's on.
Hello? Kamisha, this number, this 529 number, who do I ask for?
The cognitive skills, Karen Lee in the speech department.
Monique?
Because we got a Monique Lee.
Oh, Karen. They gave the wrong person.
See, so it's different departments.
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay.
I think
you
should just
pop by
the
set. Okay. All right, that's all I want to know. Okay, let me call back.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There you go.
This is recording the whole time. Still doing foods.
Do we start? Can we start all over here?
Oh, okay.
Foods. Peaches, pears, bananas, celery, tomatoes, watermelon, green beans, carrots, okra, squash, collard greens, ham, turkey, chicken, fish, cake, pies, cookies, peach cobbler, applesauce, eggs, bread, pizza, oranges, grapes, cranberries, raspberries, blueberries, hog maws, cornbread,
keep going till you can't think of anymore.
Sweet potatoes, string beans, asparagus, rutabagas, cabbage, lettuce, syrup, pancakes, bacon, sausage, pudding, potatoes, sweet peas, pineapple, that's it, pears,
when you run out, just stop. Is that it?
That's okay. It. I mean, I can think of them, but.
Okay. Next category is animals. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Cats, dogs, bear, fox, horses, cows, bulls, chickens, roosters, pigs, lamb, sheep, animals, a reptile, alligator, elephant, giraffe, tiger, lion, panther, cheetah, monkeys, animals, birds. Owl, rhino, hippos, hyena, deer, raccoon, possum, uh, a picture. Kangaroo, koala,
That's it. Okay.
That's all I could think of.
Okay, the last category is kitchen items. Anything in the kitchen. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Forks, spoons, knives, plates, pots, pans, coffee pot, kitchen items. Stove, refrigerator, microwave, freezer, dishwasher, toaster, blender, let's see, toaster oven, a grill, let's see. Kitchen items, bowls, glassware, I said plates, I don't know, plastic, aluminum foil, butter dish, napkin holders, salt shaker, pepper shaker, sugar container, flour can, let's see, a grease can, spice rack, a calendar, magnets on the refrigerator. let's see, fruit bowl, you might have a plant in there somewhere, clock on the wall, I said coffee maker, espresso maker, muffin pan, cake pan, electric skillet, a George Foreman grill, let's see, the faucet water purifier on it, cabinets, sink, the oven, let's see, in the kitchen.
Can't think of any more, you need to stop.
Okay.
You finished?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is my family feud.
Okay, next thing I want you to do, if you need to take a break.
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing I want you to do. This is going to be timed also.
Okay.
This is just for practice. I want you to read that. Just read that across.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay. Now, this is the task. I want you to start here and just read the words across as fast as you can.
That's it?
That's it. And then when you're ready, let me know.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Great. Okay. Now, next thing I want you to do, tell me those colors.
Gray, blue, black, red.
Yeah, that's red. It's the best I can do on the computer.
Oh.
Okay. Now, that's the task that I want you to do is just start from here, go across, and name the colors of the circles as fast as you can.
Okay.
And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, red.
Great. Okay. Okay, the last part to this. Right here, I want you to read, I want you to tell me the name of the color, not the word itself.
Okay.
Tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Okay.
And tell me what that is.
Green, black, gray, blue.
Right. So that's the task. Now for this one, I want you to do that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Start from here, go across, tell me the word, the color the word is printed in, not the word.
Okay.
And start as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
Blue, red, green, yellow. Green, yellow, green, blue. She says she tried. Her people don't want to be bothered.
Yep, the same thing in Memphis is what I can hear.
Okay. Okay, the color thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't tell me.
Don't read it, just do just say the color.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Blue, red, green, yellow. Green, yellow, green, blue, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Great.
That makes you think.
Uh-huh.
Because you're reading it and looking at it at the same time, and you might just read it.
The thing is, this is called the Scoop test. It's a test of attention and inhibition because you naturally want to say the word instead of the color. So you have to consciously inhibit that and say the color instead. Okay. Now I'm going to say some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to repeat it back to me.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 582.
582. 9 8 7. I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. 5 9 1 7 4 2 8. 4 1 7 9 3 8 6. 4 1 3 9 7 8 6. Okay.
5 8 1 9 2 6 4 7.
7 8 6 2 5 8 4 2 7 5 8 6 2 5 8 4 2 7 5 8 2 6 5 7 8 4 Okay. 7 1 3 9 4 2 5 6 8 7 1 3 9 5 2 7 1 6 8
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to say some numbers to you and I want you to tell it back to me but say them backwards. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
2 4 4 2 5 8 8 5
Mm-hmm.
6 2 9 9 2 6 Right. 4 1 5 5 1 4 3 2 7 9 3279972349684 1 5 2 8 6
6 8 2 5 1 6 1 8 4 3 5 3 9 4 1 8 8 1 4 9 3 5
7 2 4 8 5 6
6 5 8 4 2 7
8 1 2 9 3 6 5
5 6 3 I forgot the other numbers. 4 1 8 1, was it the one in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
1, in the middle, okay.
4 7 3 9 1 2 8
8 2 1 9 3 7 4
9 4 3 7 6 2 5 8
Could you repeat that? 9 4 3 7 6 2 5 8 8 5 6 2 3 4 9
Close.
Okay.
7 2 8 1 9 6 5 3
Ooh, repeat that.
7 7 2 8
Okay.
1 9 6 5 3
3 5 I forgot the before middle. 3 9 1
I forgot.
My mind started to wander.
Okay, do you remember that story I told you about the lady with the shopping bag?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell a story about you?
Mm-hmm. The lady was shopping and she went to check. I was going to buy her purchases and discovered that she had lost her wallet. So she put all the items back and went home. And then when she opened the door, the phone rang. She answered, it was the young lady that said she had found her wallet. She was very relieved.
Okay. That's it. If we had had these interruptions, we would have been finished. That's it.
But you had to get your phone calls.
Yeah, that's still doing food.
Do we start? Can we start all over here?
Oh, okay. Go.
Oh. Food. Peaches, pears, bananas, celery, tomatoes, watermelon, green beans, carrots, okra, squash, collard greens, ham, turkey, chicken, fish, cake, pies, cookies, peach cobbler, applesauce, eggs, bread, pizza, oranges, grapes, cranberries, raspberries, blueberries, hog maws, cornbread,
keep going until you can't think of anymore.
Sweet potatoes, string beans, asparagus, rutabagas, cabbage, lettuce, syrup, pancakes, bacon, sausage, pudding, potatoes, sweet peas, pineapple, russet pears,
when you run out, just stop. Is that it?
That's okay. It. I mean, I can think of them, but.
Okay. Next category is animals. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Cats, dogs, bear, fox, horses, cows, bulls, chickens, roosters, pigs, lamb, sheep, animals, a reptile, alligator, elephant, giraffe, tiger, lion, panther, cheetah, monkeys, animals, birds, owl, rhino, hippos, hyena, deer, raccoon, possum, kangaroo, koala,
that's it. Okay.
That's all I could think of.
Okay, the last category is kitchen items. Anything in the kitchen. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Forks, spoons, knives, plates, pots, pans, coffee pot, kitchen items, stove, refrigerator, microwave, freezer, dishwasher, toaster, blender, toaster oven, a grill, let's see, kitchen items, bowls,
mm-hmm.
glassware, I said plates, I don't know, plastic, aluminum foil, butter dish, napkin holders, salt shaker, pepper shaker, sugar container, flour can, Let's see. A grease can. The spice rack. Mm-hmm. A calendar. Magnets on the refrigerator. let's see. Fruit bowl. Mm-hmm. You might have a plant in there somewhere. Clock on the wall. I say coffee maker, espresso maker, muffin pan, cake pan, electric skillet, a George Foreman grill. Let's see. The faucet water purifier on it. Cabinets, sink. The oven. let's see, in the kitchen.
Can't do any more, you need to stop.
Okay.
You finished?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, here's my family feud.
Okay, next thing I want you to do, if you need to take a break.
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing I want you to do. This is going to be timed also.
Okay.
This is just for practice. I want you to read that. Just read that across.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay. Now, this is the task. I want you to start here and just read the words across as fast as you can.
That's it?
That's it. And then when you're ready, let me know.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Great. Okay. Now, next thing I want you to do, tell me those colors.
Gray, blue, black, red.
Yeah, that's red. That's the best I can do on the computer.
Oh.
Okay. Now, that's the task that I want you to do is just start from here, go across, and name the colors of the circles as fast as you can.
Okay.
And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Great. Okay, the last part to this. Right here, I want you to read, I want you to tell me the name of the color, not the the word itself.
Okay.
Tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Okay.
And tell me what that is.
Green, black, gray, blue.
Right. So that's the task. Now for this one, I want you to do that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Start from here, go across, tell me the word, the color the word is printed in, not the word.
Okay.
And start as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
Blue, red, green, yellow, green, blue. Red, blue, yellow, blue.
Okay,
the color thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't tell me.
Don't read it, just say the color.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Blue, red, green, yellow, green, yellow, green, blue, red, blue, yellow, blue. Yellow, red, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Great.
That makes you think.
Uh-huh.
Because you're reading it and looking at it at the same time, and you might just read it.
The thing is, this is called the Stroop test. It's a test of attention and inhibition, because you naturally want to say the word,
mm-hmm.
red instead of the color. So you have to consciously inhibit that,
mm-hmm.
and say the color instead. Okay. Now I'm going to say some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to repeat it back to me.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 582.
582.
694. 694. 6439. 6436.
92 87. I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. 5917428.
5917428.
4179386.
4139786.
Okay. 5819647.
5819647.
7 8 6 2 5 8 4 2 7 5 8 6 2 5 8 4 2 7 5 8 2 6 5 7 8 4 Okay. 7 1 3 9 4 2 5 6 8 7 1 3 9 5 2 7 1 6 8
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to say some numbers to you, and I want you to tell it back to me, but say them backwards. Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
2 4 4 2 5 8
8 5 6 2 9 9 2 6 4 1 5 5 1 4 3 2 7 9 3 2 7 9 9 7 2 3 4 9 6 8 8 6 9 4
1 5 2 8 6 6 8 2 5 1 6 1 8 4 3 3 4 8 1 6 5 3 9 4 1 8
8 1 4 9 3 5
Mm-hmm. 7 2 4 8 5 6
6 5 8 4 2 7
8 1 2 9 3 6 5
5 6 3 4 1 8 1 Was it one in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
1 in the middle. Okay.
4 7 3 9 1 2 8
8 2 1 9 3 7 4
Right. 9 4 3 7 6 2 5 8
Could you repeat that?
9-4-3-7-6-2-5-8.
8-5-6-2-3-4-9.
Close.
Okay. 7-2-8-1-9-6-5-3. Ooh, repeat that. 7-2-8-1-9-6-5-3. 3-5. I forgot my mind started to wander.
Okay, do you remember that story I told you about the lady with the shopping bag?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you tell the story about me?
Mm-hmm. The lady was shopping and she went to the check. I was going to buy her purchases and discovered that she had lost her wallet. So she put all the items back and went home, and then when she opened the door, the phone rang. She answered, it was the young lady that said she had found her wallet. She was very relieved.
Okay. That's it. If we had had these interruptions, we would have been finished. That's it.
But you had to get your phone calls.
Yeah, that's the whole test.
Okay.
Interview. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me say, do you have any questions about what you've done?
No.
Okay, this is a...
The numbers thing is okay, but it's like my mind started to wander off on other things. I don't know why. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, the backwards... The forward digit, the forward number retelling is, nobody ever has a problem with that. Even older people when they're in their 80s,
mm-hmm.
they do fine on that generally, until you get to past 7 digits and they have problems.
Mm-hmm.
But the backward digit span is what the test is called. This is from the Wechsler Adult Intelligence Scale.
Mm-hmm.
Older people tend to have problems with that. You know, past 4 digits.
Uncle Manny couldn't tell you 2 digits.
Because you have to listen to it, then you have to reorganize it in mm-hmm. your mind. That's putting more, you know, taxes.
Well, also too, the doctor that tested him said that he thinks he's had multiple infarcts,
probably.
Little small ones that didn't really cause any problems, but mentally it's taking its toll on him now that he's in his 80s.
Diffuse lesions.
Yeah. So that's why he's the way he is. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you basically what I'm looking at. The reason why I use stories is because I'm looking at how we manage reference. Reference is basically how we introduce a character, how we maintain characters in a story, how we switch characters. And the reason why I'm looking at that is because that's most sensitive to aging and psychotic illness. If a person with schizophrenia tells a story, those characters are going to be screwed up. They're mm-hmm. going to be mixed around, and the narrative is not going to make any sense. People with dementia, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
People who are aging normally, you know, there may be some ambiguity, you know, some loss, some disruption, but it's not significant compared to, say, somebody with schizophrenia or affective disorder or somebody with Alzheimer's disease. So basically, I'm looking at this because I want to develop some type of a screening for minorities, but, okay, maybe I'll get them. For minorities, because my African-American women particularly are always over-identified as having dementia or affective disorder or schizophrenia. I can't tell you how many women are being misidentified as having schizophrenia, and it's all culture. It's just culture and language, you know, but... Because white people don't know. It's the same thing with kids. You know how boys are always misidentified as having ADHD?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just culture and behavior. They don't know.
Mm.
So I want to try and alleviate some of that. So this is the reason why I'm doing this study. And it appears that characters and narratives are the most sensitive with minorities in detecting any type of senility or dementia, Alzheimer's disease, or schizophrenia. affective disorder or any other psychotic illness. So that's the reason why I'm doing it. Any questions?
Okay.
This is your payment form. So they can
well, I'm good.
Yeah, go ahead and get your money. Okay.